So I live and work in Leeds, in Yorkshire, and I think the podcasts have come along a bit and I feel more comfortable doing them. I think they're much better. But at the point where I'm comfortable, I want to talk about a website that makes me really, really uncomfortable. And the idea of the Leeds Kirkgate Market having such a website is really making me cry. The overall look of it, and I've just got to try to describe what it is that I'm seeing. And immediately, the idea of having frames within a website, whether you know what that is or not, it's terrible. It's bad. You should never do it. But that's if it just should never be done. It is terrible. And I think the overall look of it being so green is, and the imagery, there's not a lot really going on. And purely based on this revolution of the iPhone and social media in recent years, Flash has been held back, and to use Flash on such a site would be something that I would not immediately sort of get talked into doing. I wouldn't think of it actually nowadays, and I think it's just quite interesting the way that it makes me want to not look at it and use it at all. The banner isn't a banner because the banner itself is one page and what's below it is a separate frame. It's just hideously put together in terms of design. And actually looking at it, I'm thinking about something else. I have to admit, I didn't take much of an effort to look at it because I just didn't really like it too much. And now looking at it again, it's got a title of text that doesn't seem to be selectable, and it does reflect. It says, "Welcome to Leeds Kirkgate Market," and at the bottom it says, "Enter the virtual market," but there's no actual navigation bar. And I think this is a prime example of too much green, too much of the same color, really badly laid out, and using the frames and the technical aspect is just terrible. The way that the navigation does not exist whatsoever is not a flaw, it's just pointless. It doesn't allow me to. I think that's why I didn't look around in the first place, because I didn't know what was available to me. I still don't, and I don't think it's going to be an interesting look at this website. I really don't understand how it works, and I do remember I did get onto a certain section and I can't remember how I did thinking about it. I think it was by entering the another section, and what you get is a backdrop that has been repeated, and in the coding you repeat it, you do repeat by X or Y axis, and so this has been repeated across the screen, and you shouldn't be able to see that design repeated because it's not the kind of design that would look good repeated. Doesn't look right at all. It's terrible. I can't believe actually looking at this podcast that each one's 5 minutes and I just can't don't have enough time for this. I just want to quickly get in the something that I missed that a good friend pointed out on Twitter, and it's this amazing sound at the beginning. So I'm just going to ask you, is this the LeedsKirkgateMarket.com website? Or is it Transformers? I've never heard such a sound ever before on a website. I really think this is just a really good example of how web design should not ever be done. Going quickly into the technical aspect more visually, it makes me cry, but technically, it makes you weep, it makes you cry. That just looking at that single page, having to insert the frames into the W3C validator pops up with errors found whilst checking this document is HTML 4.01 transitional, 18 errors and two warnings. The two warnings. I mean, it's in some respects you could argue it's okay to have the odd error, but to actually have warnings, left margins and top margins are used. Frame elements are used. This is just not a great website. Please go and visit it and just have a look at what not to do when designing or asking for someone to deliver a website. Just go to leedsmarket.com.